was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night rolls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, Resurrect the Republic, the truth radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, folks, we have on a friend of mine who I was at the Fundy Ranch with. She was at Sugar Pine Mine. She was in Oregon. Again, we have a situation where we have Native folks rising up to protect their lands, enforce their treaties, and protect the water from the pipeline that's going in up there. A number of protesters have taken to PVCing themselves to equipment. There have been arrests made. Rocky Hall is joining us to report on this. She has 20 years in law enforcement and is probably one of the most level-headed people that I met at Bundy Ranch and who was out at Burns. I trust her reporting. I trust her opinion. And her coverage has been amazing. And what we need to do is you need to go to Rocky Hall on YouTube and you need to get these videos. We're going to be sharing them off on Facebook, on Twitter, so that you make sure you subscribe to Rocky Hall's YouTube channel, as well as spread this around and make this go viral. I made a promise to certain Paiutes when I was in Oregon. I promised them that their artifacts at the Mount Hoor Wildlife Refuge were being treated with respect and dignity. And I promised them that we didn't just come out for ranchers, that we would come out and we would support the Native American people and the treaties that have been many times over and over again been broken. While I have a issue with certain Marxist forces that have taken over some of the Native movements, nonetheless, these movements are born out of a true problem and broken promises. So what we need to do is we need to all learn to bind together and to shed these foreign ideologies and stand with each other and enforce what we know to be justice and preserve some semblance of liberty. Rocky, are you with me? Rocky's not with me yet. All right. Well, we're trying to get her. She's going to be going up to a. There she is. She's driving up to the top of a mountain so she can get reception. Rocky, are you with me?
I'm with you. I've got 2 to 3 bars. It comes and goes.
That's okay. We're going to do the best we can, dear. Can you tell us what's going on there?
I got here about a week ago. I drove over from the north coast of California. It took me a couple days to get here. We've done some peaceful marches, walks, and drives to the original protest site. The first day, there was about 5-10 cops there. The second day, I was told there was none, and so they stopped doing that. There was a big, huge $8 million command center up at the casino, which is about 10 miles away, and now that's gone. But so we've done some peaceful marches. There's several different camps. The camp that I'm at, Sacred Stone, is the original camp, and then the other camp became Overflow. And what we're doing here in Cannonball, North Dakota, is trying to stop the pipeline from going in. The oil, it's a big mess.
Yeah, they've been fighting this
they've been fighting this for years, and this started back a little more hot and heavy the first of the year, and so this has been going on for several months now. And so DAPL, D-A-P-L, Dakota Access Pipeline, so you're going to see that acronym a lot out there on posts and the such. But since I've been here, they're definitely stressing no drugs, no guns, no alcohol. And so they are very adamant about peaceful demonstrations. We all got into our cars and drove all the way to Bismarck. And that was to go to the lawyer's office that are defending the pipeline. They locked their doors and snuck out the back. They wouldn't let us in. Yeah, it was actually pretty pathetic because there is nothing that I have seen that has been. The elders are keeping the youngsters in check on their, you know, aggression and the such.
Well, that's a good thing.
We did that. There were several hundred people with that. And then yesterday, Happy American Horse strapped himself to one of the pieces of heavy equipment out on North Dakota Highway 6. And that actually took them a long time to get him out of that because he had his arms and hands inside of PVC pipe, and then he had black, and he had the PVC cement so that the things could not be pulled apart. He had black tape around that, and then he had it cast. You know, when your arms in a cast, they had that put around it. So my videos show the officer up there that's trying to get him down. That officer, I'm going to give kudos to because he was very kind. And a Happy American Horse got thirsty, and he gave him water several different times. It's on a lot of videos and pictures. And
yeah, I saw it. I did see that. And we're going to be spreading that out on social media. I also informed people of your YouTube channel. We need to make these videos go viral if we can. It seems like, you know, there is a lack of attention when it comes to some of these movements, and we want to try and I made a promise to some Paiutes when I was in Oregon because a lot of the accusations were made that the folks that were there with the Bundys and coming to see the Bundys were disrespecting and the land and the artifacts, which was really untrue. But here we have, again, the federal government that stood opposed to Oregon while people were trying to invite Paiutes to come with respect. And here we get the same federal government and supporting this pipeline, and I see folks going to jail for trying to protect their land, their treaties, and our water. It's insane.
That is correct.
Well, so, I hope that the Paiutes out there listening tonight, including the Sioux, understand that those of us who are fighting for liberty are not just fighting for ranchers. We're fighting for everyone.
No, absolutely. Yes. And I've had a lot of Patriot groups contact me about coming out, and I continuously say no drugs, no guns, no alcohol. So yeah. If you're going to come and support, you have to honor their wishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that.
So, I guess you want me to touch on a little bit about who I am?
Yes, absolutely. I have informed them of your 20 years of law enforcement and how supportive you were, driving us all around it. I mean, you were instrumental in getting us around and many times in Bundy Ranch and then again in Oregon. But please tell people your background so they understand who you are and what you're about.
20-plus years in law enforcement. I just retired almost a year ago now. So now I have a fixed income, limited money, and lots of time. But I never in my life thought that I would be doing this, but it just kind of happened. The first time I came out of the Patriot closet, so to speak, was at the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville, Nevada, and that's where I met you.
Right.
You know, we got called for boots on the ground. I'm the Lassen County, California coordinator for Oath Keepers, and so I am not here currently representing Oath Keepers. I'm here for me. My great-grandma was Choctaw Indian out of Oklahoma, and 3 years old, she walked across the Trail of Tears and watched most of her tribe die. And so this is, I've always been a child of the dirt. Even though I was law enforcement, I was born and raised in Humboldt County, California. So I was raised around hippies, rednecks, Hells Angels, and a lot of activists. And so I don't fit into a mold. Because
good.
I did law enforcement, but I'm also a tree-hugging hippie, and so I am a patriot, and I love my country. I hate my government. I don't trust them, but I don't fit in any mold, and so I've been given a lot of grief about being law enforcement, and then I've been given grief about being a patriot, and the patriots have said I was a narc, and at work, they said I was a whack job, and so
yeah, you got it from both ends.
partner, oh, I got it from my family. I got it from the Patriots. I got it at work. I'm like, but you know what? This is a family show, so we'll keep it PG. They can kiss my backside. You know,
that's cool. I'm with you on that.
I'm gonna continue doing what I'm doing. And when I got here, I let these guys know, the tribe that I'm 20 years law enforcement. But yesterday at the, I'll call it a gathering out there on Route 6 for legal reasons. Sounds better in court. I introduced myself to some of the law enforcement while I was filming. And I gave my card to a couple of them as well. And there was one of the protesters that was giving one of the female officers a real bad time. So I stepped in between them, and I told them to back the heck off, you know, that was uncalled for and out of line. But,
yeah.
So, when I see something wrong, I try to right it. And when I saw the officer up there giving Happy American Horse water and food, when that officer came down, I thanked him as well. But then we had those two officers. We had the two officers there that were less than professional. And one of my videos that says police brutality in North Dakota or something like that. I'm losing track. But I called them out. And I was told I was a little rough with my language, but I thought I was pretty dang tame.
Rocky, now there's one thing that I do know about you, and sometimes one of those things will slip out of your mouth, but the one thing that I do know about you is your heart. You have one of the biggest hearts of anybody I met when I was at Bundy, and that's speaking a lot because there were a lot of big-hearted, good people there, and you showed me respect, and I've shared with you my life and the things that I've gone through, and at 20 years law enforcement, you gave me a fair shake, and you treated me with dignity and respect, and I have nothing but respect for you. I really appreciate you being there. I wish I could be there. But thank God we do have some liberty-loving patriots that will cover this. So I want to share with the folks there for a second from Indian country, Dakota Access. For you folks out there that might not know what's going on, because there's not an incredible amount of press on this, Dakota Access Pipeline standoff, the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline project, has been back in the news. But over the weekend, tribal activists faced off against lines of police in Hunkpapa territory near Cannonball as construction crews prepared to break ground for the new pipeline, while Standing Rock Sioux governmental officials resolved to broaden their legal battle to stop the project. Now, on July 26, 2016, the Standing Rock Sioux tribe was stunned to learn that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had given its approval for the pipeline to run within a half a mile of the reservation without proper consultation or consent. Also, the new 1,172-mile Dakota Access Pipeline will cross Lake Ojai, formed by the Ojai Dam of on the Missouri and the Missouri River as well, and disturb burial grounds and sacred sites on the tribe's ancestral treaty lands, according to SRST officials. Now, I want folks to realize something here, and in correlation to what was going on in Oregon, okay, we were protecting buildings that had artifacts that were the patriots were out there protecting these buildings, that these artifacts were stored in rodent feces, and then they were criticized for digging in when the FBI surrounded them as if they were digging through some sort of burial ground, which of course they blew that completely out of proportion. And it was come to find out where they were camped, there were utility lines buried, so that it was already dug up by the federal government at one point. So here you have again the hypocrisy of the federal government that allowed this, this basic propaganda machine to make the folks in Oregon seem as though they were disrespecting native lands to try and elicit support from the more progressive media. And at the same time, and with something like this, it's perfectly good for the federal government to deny treaties, to break their word, and to put our water in jeopardy. We just saw what the EPA did. I mean, they polluted an entire river. I'm with you with your distrust of the federal government. And I'd like to urge any Native people that are listening to this broadcast, yes, I'm a paleoconservative, and yes, the Native movements are a little bit more liberal. However, I want to send a message to you folks. And the message is that the same folks that broke the treaties in the 1800s and beyond are the same people that are breaking the treaties today. And I dare say that unless and until we all come together and work with each other, we'll never, ever fix what's been going wrong. And I dare say that if we allow the United Nations to have anything to do with it, I don't even want to go into that. But anyway, Rocky, what more can you tell us? What's going on now?
Today I got a shower.
Oh, well, that's good. You're always more happier clean.
And I washed some of my Lord. Clothes. And just today has been a really kind of mellow day. But, four or five people got arrested yesterday. In one of my videos, I show an elderly Indian man sitting down on the other side of the white line where the Popo told us to be, and sitting there and doing nothing, and they arrested him because, you know, they were getting a little aggressive towards us. As of right now, nothing's going on. They're still going to do the pipeline. I want to say that in the reports, they say that it's going to cross the river twice. And what they're doing is they're putting it under the river. But they're not going to cross the river just twice. They're not including all of the little streams and the little rivers that are all over the place. And so if you can pull up, you know, exactly where the pipeline's going to go through, LaDonna, the lady that pretty much owns where our camp is right now, mm-hmm. they're going to disturb her child's grave and her father's grave. So that's real personable. And I also want to tell people that when the pipeline does leak, not if, but when, within seconds, it'll be in the water supply of the Head Start here on the reservation. Within a couple more seconds, it'll be in the water supply of the school. Within a minute, it'll be in, or several minutes, it's going to be in the water supply of Cannonball. And it's going to wipe this tribe out. And this is a very fast-moving river, and so 18 million people drink out of this river. So this is huge. This is these tribes that have gathered here not just fighting for themselves, they're fighting for everybody. We have we've gotten people from Aborigine tribes in Africa that have shown up. Canada, at one point, I do believe there was 120 tribes being represented here. Mm. That is history. That is absolute history. It's been over 100 years since all these tribes have gotten together. So it's history in the making. Oh, wow, what else? The treaties, I wish I could fax these to you. Treaty of Fort Laramie, 1851, is being violated. Forgive me, I'm going through my paperwork here.
It's okay.
I found this and I copied it off. To upload my videos, I have to drive 10 miles to the casino. And the casino has been very, very kind to us.
Well, we're going to help you get those videos out. I need you to set your YouTube license. I don't know if you know how to do this or not, but it's very simple. You go to your editing selection, and you change your YouTube license from standard YouTube license to Creative Commons. And what that will allow me to do is that'll allow me to upload the video to my channel. But what that will do is give you all of the analytics, so you'll be able to track how many views, you'll get all the views and all of that. And it'll be listed in the credits so that people can tune into your channel. I need people to really start focusing on people like you that are covering these events. So if you can do that, and for the audience out there, if you see this when this happens, when these videos are changed to Creative Commons, if you'll do that, if all of you will upload with the YouTube video editor and mirror the video to your channels and send it out to your subscribers, I'll make sure that Lori Anderson gets this and sends it over to her folks at Freedom Outpost and see if we can get this spread. Now, one of my biggest concerns, of course, is Constitution. And the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, protects treaties. Now, all treaties signed by the United States, they have they're sacrosanct. They are they're supposed to be sacred. Now, of course, I remember a story when I was a young boy. One of the family members that I had married into, a Native American family, and they were telling me about a story about the Sioux that named the president at the time Chief Walking Eagle. And you know why they named him Chief Walking Eagle? You're going to love this. Because he was so full of cow manure that the eagle couldn't fly.
Dang it.
So what I'm concerned with is I know that typically in the past these movements have been seemingly hijacked by progressives and Marxists, and I hate to see the Native American people fighting against a United States government using another European foreign ideology that I think that may be using them for their own ends and their own means. And one of the messages I'd like to send these folks is that whether you're progressive, whether you're liberal, all of that needs to be tossed aside. We need to get rid of these ideologies, and we need to stand for the rule of law. If we stood for the rule of law and we forced them to uphold the rule of law, then these treaties that have been signed have to be honored. And I'm a kind of a person of principle. And if you sign a treaty and you make an agreement with someone, then you need to keep it. You can't just break it at will whenever you feel like it. And that seems like what has been happening for how long now? 100 and some years? Well,
100.
Really, technically hundreds of years. But since the creation right around the time, right before the Civil War and after, seemed like the time of the broken treaties. And it really needs to be, Russell Means was a very good attorney that, you know, I didn't agree with Russell on everything, but he was an incredible attorney, and I learned a lot about the treaty law and the U.S. Constitution and the actual history of the founding of our government that incorporated many of the principles from the Native Americans that they had sat and they learned much from. So, I mean, I have nothing but the utmost respect for these folks. You know, we need to cast aside these ideologies that try and hijack these movements, politicize them, and then you have conservative against liberal instead of right against wrong. And you know, I'm more conservative, but I go by what's right. Those treaties were signed; they need to be honored. End of story. I don't know exactly how to force them to do that or what we can do, but to bring attention to this and to keep bringing attention to it. But if you get a chance to make that alteration to your videos, and I think what you can do is you can click on the little box and do it all at once. We can spread these videos out because they need to be seen. I saw with him strapped to the backhoe. Oh, man, I tell you, the intestinal fortitude is amazing. So anyway, Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners will build, own, and operate the proposed $3.78 billion Dakota Access Pipeline. We're going to be talking more about this on the other side of this break. Folks, we'll be right back with Rocky Hall on Resurrect Republic Church Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Parasitical committee,
despite
the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity.
Despite the strong opposition of several tribes, the Army Corps of Engineers has approved nearly all permits to build the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Construction has already begun in all four states along its path. We are saddened to hear of this permit, says Indian Country TodayMediaNetwork.com. We are saddened to hear of this permit approval, but knew the writing was on the wall, the Indigenous Environmental Network said in a statement. The Corps has a long history of going against the wishes and health of tribal nations. And I do believe that this is going to be a really seriously dangerous project here. You know, I'm usually for the exploration, safe exploration of natural resources. However, what I know of about fracking and a lot of these water contamination cases, it's treacherous and it's very dangerous. The Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners will build, own, and operate the proposed 3.78 billion Dakota Access Pipeline and plans to transport up to 570,000 barrels of crude oil fracked from the Bakken oil fields across four states to a market hub in Illinois. The pipeline, already facing widespread opposition by a coalition of farmers, ranchers, and environmental groups,
will cross 209 rivers, creeks, and tributaries, according to Dakota Access, LLC. Standing Rock Sioux leaders say the pipeline will threaten the Missouri River, the tribe's main source of drinking and irrigation water, and forever destroy burial grounds and sacred sites. We don't want this black snake within our treaty boundaries, said Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Chairman Dave Archambault. I know that I'm probably destroying that. Archambault II. We need to stop this pipeline that threatens our water. We have said repeatedly we do not want it here. We want the Army Corps to honor the same rights and protections that were afforded to others, rights we were never afforded when it comes to our territories. We demand the pipeline be stopped and kept off our treaty boundaries. Now, on July 27th, the SRST filed litigation in federal court in the District of Columbia to challenge the actions of the Corps regarding the Dakota Access Pipeline. The suit seeks to enforce the tribal nation's federally protected rights and interests. The nation is seeking a preliminary injunction to undo the Corps' approval of the pipeline at a hearing. I believe that took place, and they did. Did they lose that hearing? Do you know? I think they lost that hearing, didn't they?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to be looking into that. But anyway, you get the idea, folks. You get the idea what's going on. We already know. You know, when I start hearing United Nations being invoked, it doesn't need to get to that level. But, you know, I know that the tribal leader there said that the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples requires free, prior, and informed consent for the development impacting Indian land, territories, and waters. What I have a more importantly to me than that is the treaties that have already been signed. So, Rocky, I know that you're a person of principle and a 20-year law enforcement officer. If we do not honor the law, laws are contracts too, contracts are treaties, then
yeah.
what is of the rest of the law? Do we even have any?
Most officers that I deal with, you know, in my career and even now, they don't even know the oath that they took, and most of them don't know the laws, and most of them don't know the Constitution. I'm definitely not the best at remembering things, but, you know, sometimes you got to know what's right. And if you don't know, then learn, you know? And I told an officer yesterday, when I introduced myself at the gathering, I shall say, I told him, I said, I had 20 years in and I had just retired, and he asked me, have you ever had to do this when you were still working? I said, what do you mean? He says, a protest. I said, I always refused. And he goes, And you kept your job? He says, you kept your job? I said, you're damn right. I said, you have to do what's right. You have to do and stand up for what's right. I said, was I given grief? Oh, was I given grief. Now, did I pay for it? Absolutely. You know, but sometimes you have to stand up, you know. The only thing I regret in my 20 years is not having a damn good lawyer.
Well, don't get me started with lawyers. We have a caller on the line, Jay in Boston. Jay, you're on.
Yes, I am on, sir, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm not exactly sure where that connotation came from. I never told anyone I was a lawyer.
No, you're a caller, sir.
Okay, excellent. Well, it sounds like you're in an airplane hangar. It's actually hard for me to hear you.
Okay, well, I'll do the best I can. We're having a hurricane where I am, so we're having to move around a little bit right now.
Oh, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I only had a statement and a question, if I may, and I don't want to take up that much time. My statement is, Mr. Sir, I was brought to Republic Broadcasting Network by Dr. Bill Deagle first, and then I discovered Mike Rivero, and then I discovered your show. So the statement is, I just want to thank you so much for what you do. And actually, I have an online community listening to you right now. May I mention that online community on the air?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. They are called Entertainment News Gaming. Entertainment News Gaming. They love Trump. They cover all of Trump's rallies, and they just do a fantastic job. I love those guys. I have cool. Mike, I have Carolyn, I have Brian, I have everyone. So my question is, with all of this garbage that is coming out, and it is so in the face of the American public, and I don't mean to call a radio show pissed off, but I am pissed off.
That's part of what we do, so go ahead on.
Okay, good. good. So I'm less angry at, believe it or not, I'm less angry at the Clinton campaign than I am at the American public. And I know about NLP, and I know about electromagnetics, and I know about chemtrails, and I know about all this garbage and how society has been dumbed down. But at this point, sir, and I'm the kind of caller that's going to just make my statement and then hang up and
that's cool.
listen to your comment off the air. At this point, I am so sick of the ignorance of the American public to not be able to recognize. Why are you laughing? I'm not done.
It's the story of our life. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can laugh when I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I am so sick of the criminality of this 20-year Bush-Clinton crime family cabal. And the general public, there is still a portion of them, apparently, even though the polls are rigged, that are voting for this witch. Are you kidding me? It just makes me want to. In fact, I'm in my car. I just threw up on my lap. And I'll let you go, and I'll let you comment off the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
well,
guys.
I thank you for your call. And my heart goes out to you. I understand perfectly. I understand what the caller, what he's going through. I experience it daily, along with the nausea. However, you have to understand that the American public have been not just under the assault of many of these things that have attacked our health, but we're being attacked on so many different fronts and so many different angles, and all the while, for many, many, many decades, the education system was hijacked, and the American public have been deliberately and intentionally dumbed down. I mean, you can go back as far as the 60s and see lessons of the Second Amendment that teach people that people in a militia have the right to have a gun. Just to give you an idea, instead of just printing the Second Amendment and teaching it as it's printed, they have to alter it and shorten it even more just to. And this is a subversive movement. Most parents are so busy working and providing food and shelter over their kids' heads that, you know, they don't often take the time to learn what they're being taught. And now we have a homeschooling movement in Florida and in Texas that is just, it's exploding because people are absolutely sick and tired of their kids. They're waking up now, and as they wake up, they don't want their kids indoctrinated, so they're pulling their kids out of school and they're homeschooling them. So all I can say is that we, as best as we can, must educate the public, and we must bring them the truth. Now, I was told from the time that I was a kid that the truth will set us free. Well, that may mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but we have a duty, an obligation, a responsibility to bring people the truth. Now, what they do with it once we deliver them the truth, that will have to be up to them, but I do see an awakening. Unfortunately, at the same time I see this awakening, I see these subversive groups that are also coming in very
you know, very well funded by the elites like Soros, and taking advantage of these folks and pumping millions of dollars into their movements, which, well, you know what that does. So we really need to educate people, and we need to do so. Now, I'm a person of faith, and I believe that if we do the right thing and if we get enough people together to do the right thing, then we'll be able to effect some change. That's all I can do, and that's all that Rocky can do, and that's all that the caller that just called can do. We can't just get sick. We have to do something. We need to get up off our couches. We need to get out from behind the internet, or get on the internet and start writing about it. One ex-CIA agent that I spoke to said, you really want to effect some change, blog it, write about it, publish it. And this is why you saw Dianne Feinstein attacking citizen journalists, wanting the First Amendment protection to only be given to people that had bona fide credentials from the federal government. How absolutely insane that was. So that's my opinion. You, Rocky?
Well, speaking of teaching, school started Monday, and they have pulled some teachers out of these groups and have all the kids that are here going to homeschool.
Yep.
So they're being taught right here in camp by some awesome people. So even some of the grown-ups are just kind of sitting in to learn as well, because they're like, oh, I want to learn about that, you know. So that it really does the heart good. Some of the rumors that were started about what's going on at the camp is that the bathrooms are dirty, the kids are not fed. Well, I'm here to tell you that they clean the bathrooms. They have a contract with a local company. They come every 2 days. The bathrooms are cleaned as fast as they can be cleaned. The kids are fed, happy, running around, getting scrapes on their knees, and having a blast. So, you know, the rumors that are going out there, and you know, were you in Burns, Oregon?
I was
there for 18 days, but that's what they did up there. They just inundated with bad information. And so that's what they're doing here as well. And so if you hear a rumor, you just call me, man. I'll go find out. You know?
Well,
I ain't got no shame.
I know that about you. And I tell you, if you ever get down to the southeast quadrant of this occupied territory, I would love to see you again, Rocky. You were great. I spent time with you more at the Bundy Ranches when we spent time together. I knew that you were in Oregon, although there were so many people there. For some reason, I didn't cross your path. Now, I was at Chris Ann Hall's presentation. I don't know if you made it to that, but that was quite a gathering there. They had a packed pavilion. I mean, it was packed.
I didn't make it to that one, but I made it to Sheriff Max, and that was good. So, yeah, Chris Ann Hall, I saw her in my town of Susanville, California, when she was over there. So I got some good pictures of me and her together.
Oh, that's cool. Will you send me over everything that you have, and we'll publish it on Resurrect the Republic. And like I'm doing with Ken Dost, who was our guest last night. What we need to do, what I'm going to try and do, is I'm going to use ResurrectTheRepublic.com as a hub for citizen journalists and for researchers to come to one place. Shoot me over your email to give it to our producer before you sign off, and I'll send you an invite to be a writer on Resurrect the Republic. So you'll have I'll send it with directions so that you can write articles from where you are and publish them right to the website. And that way we can send them out across all of our networks. You know, so that's the best we can do is network and all share information and support each other. I can't stress that enough to the people out there that are listening. If you really want to affect some change, if you really want to do something, get up off your couch, use these devices that that sometimes the bite of the poison fruit, the Apple devices or whatever else you might have, and stick it in the face of some of these people. Get this stuff on video. Spread it out. Write an article. If it's good, we'll publish it. You can send it to rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. We have another caller on the line I want to get to. Is it Ed? Ed in Kentucky. Ed, go.
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Good, I'm doing good. You're on the line with Rocky Ball.
I just want to remind everybody, Wounded Knee.
Yeah.
And this is what we're looking at. And I'm going to take it from a colonel from Special Ops who arrived at Wounded Knee. He changed his jacket, went down, looked through the binoculars and said, "Gentlemen, I fight with our Native Americans. I know what our Native Americans are going to do." He goes, "I'm out of my jurisdiction." He goes, "You better watch your butts." He goes, "Have a nice day," and he flew off. He didn't even offer nothing. And that's when the feds backed off. Because they know these people are willing to die for what they believe in. And I hate to say it, Tom, but the first of next month, the internet goes UN and corporate. So I mean, enjoy it now.
We need to actually do a show on that. I haven't gotten a chance to, but I'm thankful.
Well,
for
let's put it this
that.
Way: you got now after 8 minutes, you have technically 29 days left before it starts getting very ugly. And I hate to say this. I mean, Tom, you know I've always been very straightforward and honest and blunt. And you know a lot of stuff I've said may sound crazy to a lot of people. But people, this is a fight. And I'm afraid to say that words is not just going to do it. It's going to be time to lock and load.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that, brother.
Well, you know I'm not wrong, brother.
We do have another caller, and we only got a couple minutes. We have a storm coming in, brother, so I have to get to the next caller. I thank you. You want to say anything in closing? Okay, he dropped off. I'm sorry about that, but I agree with what he's saying, and partially I'm hoping that it doesn't go that route. We have one last caller, and folks, we're going to be running in the second hour a rebroadcast from Malheur, Malheur Disclosure. I want to share with you some of what we experienced while we were in Burns, Oregon, but we have one more caller on the line, Lark in Texas. Lark, go ahead.
Hey there, Tom.
Hello, brother.
Hey, I know you're just about to wrap it up. Sorry about the weather down there.
That's all right.
Listen, I just want to put a bug in your ear and your listeners' ears. If you want to get a really interesting look-see at some history, which has brought us to where we are today, you know, this embrace of socialism is a righteous phenomenon as well as a leftist phenomenon. But here's the words here. Do a search online for an article written by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. It's simply called The Leipzig School. L-E-I-P as in Paul, Z-E-I-G. The Leipzig School.
Oh, the Leipzig School, yes.
And you're going to learn about his influence on Rousseau's social contract. You learn about this guy named Pestalozzi. What's not mentioned in the article is the fact that Thomas Jefferson was a correspondent with Adam Weishaupt.
Uh-huh.
And also that Thomas Paine is, you know, who wrote The Rights of Man and several other well-regarded works of his day. He is the one that his words largely influenced these documents called the Humanist Manifesto and the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. So you'll learn about Auguste Comte and you know, Skull and Bones. This Auguste Comte is the one that actually coined the word sociology in 1838.
No, boy.
And this is just from that one article, and it's a very short read, take you 5 minutes. The Leipzig School, newswithviews.com, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And if you really want to learn some examples of communicarian code speak and how sophisticated it's gotten, just go to invisiblesurfscaller.com.
Invisible Surfs what?
Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, like on a shirt or a dress.
Okay, collar, okay.
InvisibleServsCaller.com. Read the latest entry. Look at the comments. We're talking about intelligent thinking people that are actually having conversations about things that matter. And for whatever it's worth, Robin Eubanks, the site owner, who wrote a book, is called Credential to Destroy. Credential to Destroy, How Education Became a Weapon. The first time that she was ever on radio was right here on RBN.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Yeah, there you have it. I know you got just a few minutes to close the show out.
Well,
y'all be safe.
I'm writing that down because I'm not familiar with Credential to Destroy. However, I will be familiar with it this weekend. I may have some time to read.
Yeah, go read the reviews on read the reviews on Amazon.
I will.
Five stars.
And I thank you for your call, Lark.
Take her easy.
Rocky, are you still with me?
I am, sir.
Rocky, it's been a pleasure. How can our public reach you aside from Rocky Hall on YouTube that we're going to share on our social networks and on our website? Is there any other way we can reach you that you want the public to be able to reach you?
Oh, well, no.
Okay, so YouTube's it right now.
You could go to my Facebook page that I share with my evil twin. It's Roxanna, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, last name Hall, H-A-L-L. And she is my evil twin from Zimbabwe. So it says that she's from a widow from Zimbabwe. And
okay, so you can
reach me that way.
Well, I'm certainly going to go there. And I'm sorry I didn't link up to your Facebook from the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, you did. I lost.
Yeah, but I couldn't find you. I don't know what happened, but I don't have you in my list. I don't know whether that's by accident or whether that's social media. I don't trust social media anymore.
No,
I just don't.
I know when we were in Burns that my phone's been swiped and everything, so I use
my phone got swiped too.
Yeah, I use very low-budget cameras. You can tell from the videos, but it works because they're not high-tech at all.
So they can't be interfered with.
Correct.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Rocky, thank you very much for coming and giving us this report. We want more reports coming. We're going to be staying in touch with you. Anything coming out of there, you get to us and we'll share. Remember, Creative Commons Attribution License on your YouTube. Folks, go to Rocky Hall on YouTube and you go to our social media sites, ResurrectRepublic.com. Coming up in hour two, Mount Hoor Disclosure, one of the episodes that we did when we were out at Mount Hoor Wildlife Refuge. God bless all of you from Resurrect Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Rocky Hall.
Photo ops. You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.